Princess Kate of Wales says her cancer is in remission. By Breitbart London on January 15, 2025. London, AP, the Princess of Wales said Tuesday that her cancer is in remission after she spent the day supporting other cancer patients at the hospital where she received treatment. In a statement on social media, she offered her thanks to everyone who helped her and her husband, Prince William, as they navigated the ups and downs of treatment and recovery. Earlier, the princess, usually known simply as Kate, hugged patients at the Royal Marsden Hospital in London and described her own treatment as exceptional. "It is a relief to now be in remission and I remain focused on recovery," the princess, 43, wrote in a note signed with her initial, C. "As anyone who has experienced a cancer diagnosis will know, it takes time to adjust to a new normal. Remission is good news, but it doesn't necessarily mean cancer has been cured. It could mean that treatment has knocked out all the cancer that can be measured. That's called complete remission. Or it could mean that treatment has eliminated at least half the cancer. That's called a partial remission." The American Cancer Society says reduction in the tumor size must last at least a month for it to be considered in remission. Tuesday's announcement marked the first official update on her condition since September, when Kate said she had completed chemotherapy. The princess still hasn't revealed what type of cancer she was treated for. During her solo engagement at the Royal Marsden, a world-leading cancer center known for its pioneering research, Kate thanked the medical team for their support and spoke with other patients receiving chemotherapy and immunotherapy. The princess hugged Tina Adamu, who wept as she told Kate that her 19-year-old daughter is in the intensive care unit. Putting an arm around her, Kate offered sympathy and told Adamu that her daughter was in the best possible place. "I'm sorry, I wish there was more I could do to help," Kate said. "I wanted to come and show my support for the amazing work that's going on here, and for those who are going through treatment and having such a hard time." But then she offered encouragement. "There is light at the end of that tunnel," she said. "Very nice to meet you and best of luck. You are in the best of hands." The princess also shared her experiences with Catherine Field, 45. Gesturing to her arm and chest, she discussed the port mechanism through which drugs were flowed. "I got so attached to it," Kate said, joking that she had been almost reluctant to have hers removed when told she no longer needed it. The princess's office at Kensington Palace stressed that even though her cancer is in remission, she would continue her gradual return to public-facing engagements. The palace described the visit as reflecting her own personal cancer journey. Tuesday's announcement was a welcome sign of good news for the royal family, which was buffeted by health concerns last year. The medical odyssey began last January when royal officials announced that King Charles III would receive treatment for an enlarged prostate and Kate would undergo abdominal surgery. In February, Buckingham Palace announced that Charles was receiving treatment for an undisclosed type of cancer. 6 weeks later, Kate said she, too, was undergoing treatment for cancer, quieting the relentless speculation about her condition that had circulated on social media since her surgery. The strain on the royal family was severe, with two of the most visible royals out sick, and Prince William taking time off to support his wife. The other members of the House of Windsor had to take care of the never-ending whirl of public appearances that the British public demands. But Charles, 76, and Kate slowly returned to duty after receiving treatment. The princess announced in September she had completed chemotherapy, appearing alongside her husband and children in the video in which she expressed relief at the turn of events. "Life as you know it can change in an instant, and we have had to find a way to navigate the stormy waters and road unknown," she said in the video, which was shot in a woodland near the family's summer home in Norfolk. Though she stepped away from most public duties during her treatment, Kate made a handful of appearances last year, including at the King's birthday parade in June, known as Trooping the Colour, and later at the men's final at Wimbledon in July, where she received a standing ovation. "To all those who are continuing their own cancer journey, I remain with you, side by side, hand in hand," Kate said. The hospital visit comes just days before the first anniversary of Kate's admittance to the London Clinic for major abdominal surgery on January 16, 2024. She recuperated for 2 weeks in the hospital, and was at home recuperating when she was told she needed to begin chemotherapy. William described 2024 as brutal and probably the hardest year of his life.